This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As they conducted a two-month-long impeachment inquiry into the conduct of U.S. President Donald Trump, Democrats considered a range of charges against him, including articles stemming from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and violations of the Emoluments Clause to the U.S. Constitution. In the end, however, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top Democratic leaders settled on just two charges, abuse of office and obstruction of justice. We get more from VOA's Catherine Gibson.
Each article of impeachment lays out a reason Democrats say Trump should be removed from office: for abusing the power of his presidency for his own personal gain and preventing Congress from investigating his actions. Trump tweeted Democrats were ignoring the facts. His Republican allies on Capitol Hill said impeachment was an attempt to reverse the 2016 election.
Democrats still cannot get over the fact that the president won the election and they lost.
Polls show about 48% of the American public supports impeaching the president, a rare event in a politically divided country. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Top officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed the trade pact on Tuesday. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. trade representative.
It is the best trade agreement in history. I think it's going to do the most for manufacturing in this region. It's going to do the most for farmers in this region. It's digital trade and e-commerce provisions are the gold standard.
The signing ceremony took place in Mexico City. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed that modified North American trade pact Tuesday, declaring it a significant improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement and over the first proposal from the White House. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon Tuesday suspended non-classroom training for all Saudi Arabian students in U.S. military programs in response to the deadly shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida last week. The decision is affecting nearly 900 Saudis studying at military facilities across the country, about 300 Saudis studying in Pensacola, and two other naval bases in Florida were suspended earlier Tuesday by the Navy. The students will continue to attend classes. Russia's foreign minister was back in Washington to discuss several pressing issues with U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswar report from the White House, where Sergey Lavrov met with the president.
The conflict in Syria, the simmering war in Ukraine, and nuclear arms control. Just some of the issues headlining Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov's Washington meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Tuesday, as well as something closer to home.
On the question of interference in our domestic affairs, I was clear. It's unacceptable.
All speculations about our alleged interference in domestic processes in the United States are baseless.
Despite Russian denials, the U.S. intelligence community concluded Moscow meddled in the election. Last week, President Vladimir Putin said Russia is ready to extend the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, expiring in 2021, without preconditions. The New START agreement limits the number of nuclear warheads that Washington and Moscow can deploy.
That is VOA's Patsy Wadakaswar reporting. Myanmar State Councilor, the Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, appeared at the International Court of Justice in The Hague Tuesday to defend her government against accusations of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim community. The leader of Myanmar's civilian government, VOA's Henry Ridgewell, reports.
Myanmar's military is accused of waging a campaign of mass killings, torture, and rape in 2017, which drove 750,000 Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. While Aung San Suu Kyi is not directly responsible for the military, her court appearance is part of a domestic political agenda, says Mark Farmaner of the Burma Campaign UK.
She's using the nationalist card here to whip up support. But also it plays into another agenda she has, which is trying to persuade the military that she's not a threat to them and that they should agree to further democratic reforms in the country.
The civilian government is also guilty, argues Farmaner. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.